And time now for the Madison Public Library Show with Lydia Rebine. And Lydia's in the studio with us. And Lydia, how's your summer been going?
Oh, it's been going good. Wish it would last a little longer, but hey, that's every year, so.
Goes fast, doesn't it?
Yes.
And I know you're really busy during the summer at the Madison Library. Now we're moving into fall and stuff. And
the fall is going to be just as, if not busier.
All right.
We've got just a ton of things going on in September, right. So.
All right, tell us what's happening at the Madison Public Library.
Well, to start off, just a reminder that Children's Summer Reading is over. That ended July 31st, but they've still got a few days until August 31st to turn in their activity sheets and get their prize bags. So the time is nigh. It's getting close, but there is a little time left. Other than that, we've got a ton of classes we're going to be hosting and a few other events. First off, we've got, back by popular demand, Kristen Craigmile is returning to our libraries for more painting classes. This time, it's going to be a fall pumpkin painting that she's teaching. You can see that if you go onto our Facebook, and it is very cute. So she's doing classes at all three locations. All of the classes are going to be on Saturday, September 8th. Dawson's class is at 9 a.m., Madison's class is at 11:30 a.m., and Camby's class is at 2 p.m. And it's all supplies provided. It's free, but you do need to pre-register because there's a limited number for each class that she can do. So don't wait on that one. They always go fast. Call your library or stop by and sign up.
Okay.
Next, we're going to be doing an introduction to hand lettering, which is, I guess, the best description if you're not already familiar. It's really kind of a fancy calligraphy, although you don't necessarily use that type of pen. It can be done with all kinds of writing instruments, but that's going to be taught by Jen Anifson, and she's the lady who taught our hand knitting class earlier this year. So if anybody remembers her from that, she's a very fun teacher. It's going to be a two-hour class, and students can learn to do hand lettering for cards, banners, all kinds of cool crafts and projects. Madison's class is on Monday, September 10th from 6 to 8. Camby's class is on Tuesday, September 11th from 6 to 8. And Dawson's class is going to be that following week on Monday, September 17th from 6 to 8. And you also have to register for that one, but it's all free, so just call us and sign up. Thursday, September 13th in Madison, we're doing a little something different for the kids. For our Thursday event, we're hosting a bingo game. And of course, there will be prizes, so kids should come over for that. Saturday, September 15th at 10:30 a.m. In Madison, we'll have a kids' class. We're tie-dyeing t-shirts, which is always kind of fun. Just like with our adult classes, all of the supplies are provided for the class. It's free. It's open to everyone under 18, but they do need to pre-register so that we know what kind of what size of shirt they need. And kids ages 7 and under are going to need to have an adult or an older child with them who can help, because it gets a little bit complicated. And don't wear anything you don't want to get stained, because we're working with clothing dyes
all right
for that.
Yeah, I love tie-dye shirts. I used to have a lot of them in the 70s.
Yeah, and they're fun to make. Yep. You can do so many random, bizarre things with them. So yeah, call, sign up for that one. It's on September 15th. Then Madison's Teen Coffee Club in September is meeting on a Tuesday. Normally we do that on a Thursday night, but we had a little bit of a scheduling conflict. So it's going to be Tuesday, September 18th at 5:30, and they'll be setting up the projector and watching A Wrinkle in Time, and they're going to have some popcorn and pizza with that. So that's for 13 and up, so for teens. Thursday, September 20th at Madison at 4 p.m., they're making wish bracelets for kids, which is a little bracelet you make, and you make a wish as you're doing it. And then once the bracelet falls to pieces, that's when your wish comes true.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Never heard that one before.
I hadn't either, but Catherine's great at finding these fun projects. So Thursday, September 27th at 4 p.m. in Madison, they're going to be, the kids will be making felt phone cases. And then later that night, from 5:30 to 7:30, the senior linkage line is going to be in the Madison Library, and they'll be doing a basics of Medicare class and also a Q&A session. So there's going to be a lot of good information there for anyone with questions about Medicare. All of the libraries also have book clubs that meet monthly. Some of the libraries, including Madison, have multiple book clubs, so call us or stop by to ask about those. And don't forget, if you're in Dawson, to stop by the library, take a little time to check out Elizabeth Fondell's art and essay exhibit, Captured an Exploration of Food and Culture, and that's set up in the upstairs library mezzanine. It's a really cool exhibit. And then also a reminder for Dawson parents, don't forget you need to sign up your fifth and sixth graders for a library card. And
you can take a breath.
Yeah, I don't know, but maybe not. Actually, there is one more thing. Okay. Not an event, but on the off chance that tomorrow, Wednesday, August 29th, you just happen to be going to the state fair. Tomorrow is Read and Ride Day. And that is where you can get into the state fair at a discounted price just by showing them your library card. So if you happen to be going over there, show them your library card at the gate.
Oh, cool.
So that's at least the September events, or what we have so far. There's so much more for October, but there just isn't enough time for that. So
that was a lot of activities. Wow.
Yes, we're very busy.
Libraries aren't boring, that's for sure.
No.
A lot of stuff going on.
Always something going on.
Good. Well, should we move into what the staff is reading?
Yeah, we'll get through as many of these as we can. I don't know if we'll get to the end, but I'll try and read fast.
I really enjoy listening to what the staff is reading. Guys read a lot of books.
We do. It kind of goes with the job. So I'll try and do my infomercial voice here. Blah, 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 on a free toaster. Okay. So Deb is reading A Secret by Ted Gupp. Shortly before Christmas in 1933 in Canton, Ohio, a small newspaper ad offered $10, no strings attached, to 75 families in distress. Interested readers were asked to submit letters describing their hardships to a benefactor calling himself Mr. B. The author's grandfather, Sam Stone, was inspired to place this ad and assist his fellow Christians as they prepared for the cruelest Christmas most of them would ever witness, this being the Great Depression. Moved by the tales of suffering and expressions of hope contained in the letters, which he discovered in a suitcase 75 years later, Gupp set out to unveil the lives behind them, searching for records and relatives all over the country who could help him flesh out the family sagas hinted at in those letters. I am reading something completely different. Over the weekend for fun, I reread The Princess Bride by William Golden because it's hilarious. And yes, it really is a wacky book, not just a wacky movie. And to quote from The Dust Jacket, what's it about? Fencing, fighting, true love, strong hate, harsh revenge, a few giants, lots of bad men, lots of good men, 5 or 6 beautiful women. Beasty, monstrous, and gentle, some swell escapes and captures, death, lies, truths, and a few miracles. In short, it's about everything. So if you like the movie, and how could you not, the book is also just hilarious. Catherine is reading with her girls The Epic Origins of Super Potato.
Super Potato.
It's a comic, or I should say a graphic novel. Super Max has it all. He's a superhero with a flashy uniform and a great head of hair. Sure, sometimes the evil Mr. Malevolent pops up to cause trouble, but Super Max has defeated the villain over and over again. This time is different. This time Dr. Malevolent's plan works, and he turns the handsome hero into a tiny tuber. Karen is reading 21 Days, Daniel Pitt, Book 1 by Ann Perry. It's 1910, and Daniel Pitt is a reluctant lawyer who would prefer to follow in the footsteps of his detective father. When the biographer Russell Graves, who Daniel is helping defend, is sentenced to execution for the murder of his wife, Daniel Pitt's family investigative instincts kicks in, and he sets out to find the real killer. With only 21 days before Graves is to be executed, Daniel learns that Graves is writing a biography of Victor Narroway, the former head of the Special of Special Branch and a close friend of the Pitts. And the stories don't shed a positive light. It is possible someone is framing Graves to keep him from writing the biography. Maybe even someone Daniel knows in Special Branch. Mm-hmm. Alice is reading Double Blind by it's Kendra Michaels, book 6, and it's by Iris Johansson. Kendra Michaels, formerly blind and now a hired gun for law enforcement agencies who rely on her razor-sharp powers of observation, is reluctant to help the FBI with the most recent case they've brought to her. But when she hears the details, the body was found just blocks away from Kendra's condo, the young woman was carrying an envelope with Kendra's name on it, and inside was an SD card with what appears to be an innocuous video of a wedding reception. The woman died trying to get the video to Kendra, but for what purpose? Before Kendra and the FBI can answer that question, the bride is abducted from her suburban home. And last but not least, Kate is reading Shark Trouble by Peter Benchley. Master storyteller Peter Benchley combines high adventure with practical information in Shark Trouble, a book that is at once a thriller and a valuable guide to being safe in, on, under, or around the sea. The best-selling author of Jaws, The Deep, and other works draws on more than 3 decades of experience to share information about sharks and other marine animals.
Wow.
And that's what the staff's reading.
Yeah, very good, Lydia. Very well. Yeah, and your book was interesting.
Oh, yeah. Like I said, if you've seen the movie, you got to read the book, because it might actually be even funnier than the movie.
Yeah. Sometimes books and movies are not, they make it, Hollywood makes it to make it exciting, but some books are right, the movie and the book line
are
up.
Close, yeah. Yep, and this is one of them.
All right. Well, if people wanted to get a hold of you, how can they do that?
Well, if they want to get a hold of the Madison Library, they can call us at 320-598-7938. If you want the adult desk, it's extension 1. And if you want to keep an eye on what any of the libraries are doing, the events we've got going on, just see fun photos of what we've been up to even, you can check our Facebook pages. So those are Madison Public Library MN, Dawson Public Library MN, and Canby Public Library MN.
All right, Lydia, thanks for coming in today.
Thanks for having me, Paul. All right,
Lydia Rebine of the Madison Public Library with our library show for today.